Buried in the latest tranche of documents about the convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein is an extraordinary exchange of emails. They involve Epstein and a former advisor to Donald Trump, Steve Bannon. They discuss a plot to bring down Pope Francis. Bannon had long disliked Francis, but these emails suggest a deepening conspiracy. Claire Giangrave of the Religion News Service has been studying the emails. Claire, what do they say?
It shows, really, that Steve Bannon was part of a very wide network, and that this network also included Epstein somehow. Now, the messages between Epstein and Bannon are several, and they touch on various subjects, but you can hear from Bannon a sort of frustration with Pope Francis's opening towards migrants, towards divorced and remarried Catholics, his stance against strong capitalist forces in the world. And Epstein appears in the messages as being keenly interested in Bannon's activities there. A particular message that I reported on for Religion News Service really looked at the implication of Bannon saying that Epstein was actually an executive producer on a possible documentary movie on Inside the Closet at the Vatican. Now, this was based on a book that came out around 2018, which is around the time that we are seeing these messages become more active between Bannon and Epstein. It had several claims. It was written by a French man called Frédéric Martel. His kind of journalism is about infiltrating places and getting to know different situations. And he made the claim that 80% of people in the Vatican are actually homosexual. Bannon showed a strong interest in this to the point that he wanted to make a movie. And there we have the message, which leads us to ask some questions.
Yeah, well, exactly. Why would Epstein? I mean, that is a very good question you pose, Claire. Why would Bannon be roping Epstein into a project? Because the text messages are essentially, let's take down. I mean, I think he uses the phrase, can we take down Francis?
Yes, he does. And then afterwards, he lists other perceived enemies, which include the United Nations and Xi Jinping in China. There is obviously a campaign that Bannon is leading and Epstein is somehow involved in it. Now, we do not know if that's financially, if that's as an advisor, or just as someone who was being informed on the facts. There is no smoking gun here, but there is enough to really ask some pointed questions, right, about why would this sex trafficker and financier in New York be looking so carefully at what's happening under Pope Francis? And to answer this question, I want to mention some other emails that I do not put in my latest article. But Epstein is interested in the Vatican in very specific moments in time. He's interested in the Vatican right before Benedict XVI's resignation, and then he's interested again in 2018. These are moments of deep, profound tension within the church. And if you look at the emails and the materials he's receiving, not just from Bannon, but other people who are interested in the Catholic sphere, they have to do with some of the biggest Achilles heel for the Vatican: financial mismanagement and sexual abuse.
Yeah, this is a potentially very explosive development. This book, which we covered when it came out, Inside the Closet of the Vatican, which, as you say, made the extraordinary claim. Now, Martel, by the way, says he never met Epstein. It does appear that it was Bannon that wanted Epstein's money to turn this book into some sort of documentary as part of a campaign. Am I right to assume that, Claire?
That is what the messages seem to indicate. But of course, in my profession, you follow the money. And unless there is a transaction that can prove that, right now it's just words. But I spoke to Martel on the phone and he confirmed to me that there was this interest from Bannon on doing the film and that he expressed this interest several times. Now, we know Bannon was sort of the big crusader for the Catholic conservative church, right? Opposed to Francis. Why would they want to make a documentary about widespread supposed homosexuality in the church is another question. Now, maybe Bannon thought that that would incense the resistance to Pope Francis. And let's not forget, Bannon had, in fact, produced movies about the LGBTQ community before that. So actually, these messages don't really offer answers, but they raise a ton of new questions.
Yeah, well, one of the other extraordinary things that your reporting has revealed is that Bannon, in his quest possibly to get money for this movie, get money from Epstein, ended up clashing with someone who'd been a natural ally, a cardinal whom we know had pretty much opposed Francis for most of his papacy. What was that split? Who was that split with?
You are absolutely right. We're talking about Cardinal Raymond Burke. He's considered the leader, the de facto leader of the Catholic conservatives. He had opposed Pope Francis on allowing divorced and remarried or remarried Catholics to receive communion. But in the Martel book, Inside the Closet at the Vatican, we find strong and sharp criticism of Burke. Martel describes Burke as a queen with regalia and clothes that would be the envy of any performer. And obviously, Burke did not like that very much. And when he learned that Bannon was involved in perhaps making a feature film about that book that had insulted him, he immediately cut ties. And he cut ties on a very specific project. And that project was the Dignitatis Humanae Institute, Bannon's dream to have an academy that would allow conservatives, youths from all of Europe to learn the ideals that he was crusading for. And Burke was instrumental in this. Now, the project never came to fruition, but we see several emails where Epstein is keeping an eye on what's going on with that Dignitatis Humanae Institute, and he's being informed about its progress or lack thereof.
Yeah, Epstein is a man who appeared to have obviously criminal predilections, but no particular politics. Do we know why, other than maybe, and your reporting brings this out, an interest in the Vatican's finances, do we know why he so readily signed up to Bannon's enthusiasm to oppose the Pope?
Well, if we look at what's going on again at that time, dates are very important. There had been an escalation starting in 2016 up until 2018 when the former Nuncio to the United States, Vigano, publishes a scathing letter asking for Pope Francis to resign. There is pressure on the Vatican at that time. And here I'm going to step out of the journalism hat one second, but it seems to me that Epstein was a man who was very interested in ways of applying pressure to power. And if there was the time to apply pressure to the Holy See and the Vatican, 2018 was the time. And another time would have been right before Benedict XVI's resignation. Now, was he doing that for himself? Not very likely. But what if there had been some clients who would have been interested in doing that of his? Now, these are questions that we might never get answered, but these documents that are being revealed at least help us put some of the pieces of the puzzle together.
Yeah, your reporting on this is a very good start. We'll put a link to it at our website. As always, many thanks, Claire Giangrave, Vatican correspondent for the Religion News Service. Thanks for coming back to the program, Claire.
Thank you so much.
And this is the Religion and Ethics Report on ABC Radio National.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.